Okay, Sif, what is it? Yud Beis? Sif, Simon Yud Beis, I'm sorry, Sif Yud Aleph. It's a lot of Kishayla for Beis HaKnesset. It's a mitzvah that run when you go to Shul on the Beis HaBerish or the Sham mitzvah. The Beis Merit to call the mitzvah Sinema, need to call the Dash is Hashem. Uksiv, Derech Mitzvah Sefer Orot. The Lachem, I feel that the Shabbos mitzvah lorot to Tzvar mitzvah. Even on Shabbos, it's mutter to run to Tzvar mitzvah, meaning because normally Shabbos you're not allowed to run, but Tzvar mitzvah you are. But you can't do it inside shul. Once you get to the door of the shul, meaning you run through the shul, once you get to the door, you should connect the Pesach Pisach. You should wait so that you don't go into shul like in a rush. Be a rasa, and then you should start baking. The fact that if you scared me, Hadar Goyim, you spot of Shalom. But you're not a positive, but you need a little positive. That's like taking the shush from Hashem to go in. Then you go, then you have fear and awe. The Kila Shears, the Yudim, in cities that the Yidden have their own streets, Mitzvah, and you get a mitzvah to put it on in your house and go like that to Shul. So, Bakush Shadar Beina Umas, and the places that you, where they live amongst the Gaim, which is most of us, Aisha Tzarech Lava. So you have to go through dirty streets. Then you should wear tzitzis. You should put it on in the hallway of the shul. To go in when you're wrapped in tzitzis with filling and crowned with filling. Right. So that's and that's another one that people don't keep for whatever reason. I don't think people keep it. They need to go into shul and put on the tallis and tefillin and shul. Yud Beis and Machmas Eza Einus Ene Yochel Leilach Beis HaKnesses of Beis HaMedrash. For whatever reason, you can't go to shul or to Beis HaMedrash. Or feel the Shar Minyan Kavua Yesh Le Eza Minyan Leleches. And or for so whatever reason, you can't get to a minyan. Yisamet Zekavet Zesor Anoshim Yisbal Al Kapanu Beis HaBetzivut. Then at least get 10 people to daven betzivut. And if you can't do that, then you should at least daven at the same time the tzibur is davening. That's a es ratzon. The pain we should dar b'makom she'ein sham minyan, and somebody who lives in a place that there's no minyan, yispal b'shasha tzibur yispalam b'yaras, he should daven at the time that the tzibur is davening in the cities. But he should always want to daven when a minyan is. But if you need to learn or you need to work for something that's important, Minisbar, Lael Simon Fest, the Asr Lahasla Kaidam Atfila, we said already, you're not allowed to start working before Tfila. Al Kain Yokha Lahakdam Atame Lispal, take it, Fish is turning to Tama. So then you're able to, at least before Nets, and you can daven before Nets, and the daven take it, Fish is Nets of Tama, right? Meaning start davening before Nets, and then you'll finish at the Nets, right? Now the question is, what's more important is it more important to daven before the nets to get to work, et cetera? So that's all the problem. Yeah, the pain. Misha Polish Liba. If somebody's weak, right, and it's very hard for him to eat until after the davening. Right, this shows you how strong the Kitzur Shulchanorach is against eating before davening. It's better to daven by yechidus. Only at home you're allowed to daven before the minyan. Aval im bala beis haknesses shu yesham tzibur. If you come to the shul that has a tzibur, also le lahakna tzilas in tzilas a tzibur, it's also be matna tzil tzilas a tzibur. The tzibur writes a lot says chutz the beis haknesses, the spalo kaidam a tzibur also. And even if you want to go out to the beis haknesses to daven before the tzibur, it's also el im kein roya shu a tzibur misachrin misbalo, unless you see that the tzibur is davening late, yispal hu b'fnei atzik v'deshu le lavar azman. So, if you have to daven yechidus at shul and you have to leave, you should not daven in the shul. The pain in ruach chayla or sheyesha einus achim. If you're a chayla or you're an einus, mutter lahaktam tefilasik afilu beis haknesses. You can be makan tefilin in the knesses. The yoisa toiv sheyelach lebeisil lisfal. Better that you should go home and daven. Fine. You dalit yisham shem mispal tziva beis a knesset afra kol tziva afra lispal sham. You have 1 minion and then another minion. Ain la shliach tziva sheni lamed malachet shomer arishin. The shliach tziva for the second minion should not stand in the same place as the rishon, which is to have a gnai l'rishonim, because it looks bad, because it looks like, oh, the first minion was no good, so we're going to make another minion. Im loy shekvar yotu rishonim beis a knesset, unless the rishonim left the shul, then it's fine. That which is usually the case. The rishonim had to say patayr of a karuvay, and if the rishonim took out a sefer Torah and they read it, oh, l'afayr loy tishen is sefer Torah l'krav ha'isay beis a knesset, they shouldn't bring out a second sefer Torah, because again, it makes the first one look bad. Many shuls, they're not marked it on this. You can force everybody in town to pay for the basic knesset. And you can also force them to buy svarim. And if there's a place that doesn't have a minion constantly, Kaifin says that the knosses, you can make a knot on people, you can fine people. You've ever talked about the minion that's become constantly minionishly, you spot on the tummit, that at the tongue we see bottom. But if you learn them, shall you day say, you spot on the limudam. And even if the people that are learning have to be mavata from the learning, Kaifin knows what you wrote the minion, this man tari lechud is man tfilu lechud, because davening is one time and learning is another, meaning two different things. But the Mishabura says that's only if they need them for a minion. But if they don't need them for a minion, then learning takes precedence, which is what he said before. Right, so again, we can't mistake the Kitzur Shavanav. The Kitzur Shavanav is saying that you only put minion ahead of learning if they need you for the minions. If they don't need you for the minion, then learning comes first. Obviously, you still should daven with a minion if you can. All right? Okay. Simon Kimball. I lost the place. Are we going, Naftali?
One, you're doing one in Simon Kimball. Just Aleph.
Okay, Simon Kimball, thank you. Dina Kedusha's based on Knesset's based on Medish, the Halapas of the Kedusha based on Knesset's based on Medish, the boy Hey Sifan. Kedusha's based on Knesset's based on Medish, Kedaila Ma'id. It's very great. You have to be scared of Hashem who lives there. You can't make calculations. And Kupa Shal Tzedaka v'kadayma, meaning Tzedaka calculations could make. V'noigin b'hem kavod l'chavdim or l'ravtim, and his meaning is to have meaning of kavod l'chavdim or l'ravtim, that you should sweep them, and if it's dirt floors, you should put the water down on them. Adlikin b'hem neiras l'chavod, and you light candles. Ein l'nashik b'hem ponav l'katana, you should not kiss young kids in the shul. She'en eroi l'hara sham ava acheres zulas avas Hashem yitzkor of shaloi. You're not supposed to show love to anything else other than to Hashem in the show. Okay. We will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and a good Shabbos.
Thank you.